And we're talking to Doc Bailey from Missouri. Did I say that right?
You did. You did.
Anyway, you wanted to bring back, come back out and talk about this this exciting new airplane, the Comet.
Right. There's only three in the United States right now, but we're really starting to bring them in pretty well. They're the first fully aerobatic light sport aircraft in the world. We got love with Lycoming. They made the inverted oil sump system, the fuel system. They gave us a letter for 6Gs positive, 3Gs negative. It's made by the FK Light Planes people in Germany. Peter Funk designed the airplane. It's fully aerobatic, a 9G plane. So we're flying around a 756-pound plane with a 125-horsepower fuel-injected Lycoming engine.
A 9G light sport.
A 9G light sport.
Wow. Now, is this here in the mall or is it over in the IAC?
There's one here in the mall. There's a yellow one. It does have the Rotax version in it, but the one we are retrofitting for the Hansen brothers and ourselves, and I might add John Hansen is the importer of the airplane. We get the airplanes from him. We put in John's Lycoming versions for him as well as ours. So there's two places you can buy the aircraft from: Renegade Light Sport and Hansen Brothers. So
okay. The
one that's really sharp and hot is the one in a Lycoming tent. It's orange and black with the cowlings off, and you can really see the engine and the propeller and things like that, how we do the installation, and it is a sharp, sharp, sharp plane.
Okay, Doc, very cool. Very cool. Dan, Doc, both of you have this exciting event coming up, and I want you guys to discuss that real quick.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, it's October 4th through the 7th. We moved the event to the Warrensburg Airport, Skyhaven, at the University of Central Missouri Aviation Department. It's rich in history. It is set up so well for an event, something like this. What we decided to do was to have something we emulated. We have, of course, attended the Sebring Air Show, the Expo, for years, and knew that the Central United States had nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing around Denver, St. Louis, Kansas City to do this. We got with Bob Wood, who's also on our board, who started that Sebring show. And Jane has been tremendous help. And Dan, I'll let him describe a little bit about some of the things. But we're just going to be an experimental light sport, ultralight event. And literally, it's going to be a tremendous draw. Ride Hightower will be there Saturday. We'll have a Memphis Belle-type hangar dance there Saturday. We have reenactors walking around as I'm Igor Sikorsky or I'm Amelia Earhart. They have different things that they're going to present to the public. So one of the big things, it's free to the public. There will be no admission. So the university is absorbing a lot of the fees, the small amount of vendor fees that we're going to charge at $350 for them to get in there. We'll pay for virtually everything. It's a nonprofit deal. So kind of a bottom line, we got with Dan about a year ago, and Dan said, yeah, that'd be great to have another place. So we're going to have a central location for all the lot of EA chapters to join. The Missouri Pilot President is on our board of the Missouri Pilot Association, and that's Gary Fox. So we'll have tremendous asset from the 99s, Gary Fox, Chapter 91, EAA, and the university itself. And that's just been done in the last about 30 days. So the university has a new dean. Dean Manetti is coming on board now. He's a B-2 bomber pilot from Whiteman that's retiring, and Dean Manetti absolutely wants this event there. He's going to encompass the marketing department for the university, the business thing, the graphics department to do, and really try to make the event a huge, huge success our first year out. It will be an annual event. It will always be the first weekend in October. We hope that Sebring starts out the light sport year, and hopefully in Kansas City we'll round it out as the end of the light sport year in October. So I think it's a lot of things we've encompassed, brought Dan in on a lot of this stuff, and frankly, we're really proud to have something like this. Once again, we kind of come full circle. This is another normal thing that we want to do. We didn't charge for a reason. We think that the vendors have enough gusto to bring their aircraft there that I think a lot of the people from Wichita, you know, the heart of Cessna, TWA, American Airlines, Kansas City, it's rich in aviation history. We'll have a lot of people looking at being at the airport, but
it's one of several LSA only type shows, more than just LSA, but the light aircraft community supports several different shows. Sebring is sort of the granddaddy of all those in January, as Doc said, and then Doc will end up the year with his Heart of America show. But in the meantime, there are also a couple of other ones that are worth shouting out about, and that's the Midwest LSA Expo in early September 6, 7, and 8 this year in Mount Vernon. I think they're on their third show, and that's been coming along nicely too. And then there's one out in the Denver, Colorado area called the Rocky Mountain LSA Expo. And we hope there'll be some more of these, actually. They're good. And the one really neat thing is we're sitting here at the LSA Mall where a bunch of aircraft sellers are all wingtip to wingtip. They're all competitors. They all want to sell you an airplane. But they realize that one airplane is not right for everybody, and choice is good. And so they're willing to stand right next to one another and sell their products and not denigrate the other fellow's product. And the same thing is with these shows. They aren't competitors. They're actually working together and helping one another, as Doc indicated. So we think that's really a great thing and one of the neat aspects of the light sport aircraft community.
And that's a good lead into our next segment, which is we're gonna discuss another manufacturer here and another new exciting product in light sport.
Yes, indeed, Jeff. This one's, I'm real excited about this one because this is a company I've known for more than 30 years. And we've got Larry Gehrig here to tell us more about it. This is Quicksilver Aeronautics. They're under a new ownership now. That's good. The company has been in continuous operation for more than 30 years. Now they got some new owners, and they got some great new ideas, and I think Larry's going to be able to tell you some interesting stuff about it.
Larry, welcome to On the Fly. Thank you for joining us. Tell us about this new Quicksilver Sport 2S.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity to share the information about the Quicksilver. The Sport 2S is an aircraft that came into being in 2002. It is a strut-braced version, similar to a Cessna strut-braced aircraft, which many early pilots are more familiar with struts rather than cable or wire-braced wings. Pilots that were first introduced to the early model cable-braced Quicksilvers were, in many cases, not comfortable with an airplane that was, in their mind, held together with wires. I gotta admit, I was apprehensive myself when I first flew in a Quicksilver. I had never been in an airplane that that looked like that, that flew like that, and I was nervous about the wire bracing on the wings. I realize now, 15 years later, that that's something that is a non-factor. The cables are extremely strong, and the aircraft have never had problems as far as structural integrity in flight. But the 2S has the streamlined aluminum tubing strut bracing on the wings with none of the upper rigging or higher king posts that the earlier aircraft had. It has a wider seating area and a stronger nose gear, which enhances its capabilities for training.
So it really was designed as a trainer then?
It was designed as a trainer. In the years before its introduction, we filled out questionnaires as instructors as to what we would like to see, what improvements we might like to see in a future training, specifically trainer-designed aircraft. And those enhancements were wider seating area to accommodate, more readily accommodate the American pilot, the 170-pound pilot that the FAA feels is the standard, seems to have changed over the years. We're flying people that, let's say, are wider in girth, so this new airplane has a 7-inch wider seating area. Also, most of the instructors felt that a stronger nose gear on a trainer aircraft would be an important addition, and Quicksilver designers provided that stronger nose gear. The strut brace, streamlined strut brace tubing holding the wings up made the many potential customers and buyers more comfortable in that most of them had been trained in Cessna-type aircraft, and they're more familiar with that type of bracing.
Right. Well, and of course, you look at something like a Piper, it doesn't even have a bracing system. It's just a different technology. The wire is a technology, the bracing is a technology, and then there's also the technology that's used in Cessna 195s and Cardinals and, well, Beechcraft, any other airplane that doesn't have a bracing system.
Yeah, so I think they call that a cantilever technology.
So anyway, it's a beautiful airplane. Folks can come down here to the Light Sport Mall and take a look and get literature from you. And you're from Sport Pilot Chicago, which is one of the Quicksilver dealers. How many dealers are there now in the country for Quicksilver?
Well, I don't know the exact number of dealers in the country. There's more restructuring going on with the dealers, and we're consolidating some of the dealers and dealer areas in the country. The exact number I can't tell you.
That's with the redoing of Quicksilver itself.
Yes, under the new ownership, there are quite a few changes and they're all, in our minds as dealers, positive changes, things that will enhance our abilities to provide this excellent aircraft to the public.
Excellent. Very good, Larry. Thank you very much for joining us today on the Fly, and good luck with your new airplane.
Thank you very much for that. I've got a couple of facts that I think would be interesting to you. For those that aren't familiar with Quicksilver, it's been called to my attention that in 2002, 2003, Quicksilver manufactured more airplanes and delivered more airplanes than Cessna, Piper, and Beech combined.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive. It's a fact that not a lot of folks are familiar with. Also, the Vans RV series has delivered somewhere in the area of 7,000 aircraft. However, Quicksilver has 15,000 aircraft deliveries under their belt.
So a very popular aircraft, a long-term aircraft, and one that's positioned well for moving into the future.
Yeah, easy to fly, affordable aircraft, which I think deserves a look at by the aviation consumer. It has its own market niche, but stop by and see me. I'd be glad to entertain any questions and show you the airplane that I flew from Chicago to Oshkosh, and I'll return next week.